hunt for a suspected killer is over. Elisa Brady, Fox News. The gunman accused of killing a man on a New York City subway train is now in custody, surrendering just hours after police released his name, Andrew Abdullah.
This all happened on Sunday afternoon. Investigators say Abdullah was pacing around on the Q train when he pulled out a gun and shot a man in the chest. Police tried to save the victim. That's 48-year-old Daniel Enriquez. The innocent man was on his way to meet his family for brunch when he was murdered.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Court records show Abdullah has two open criminal cases in New York and more than a dozen prior arrests. A family lawyer says he has mental health issues and no recollection of the shooting. The U.S. Secret Service says it takes all threats seriously. This is a man with possible ties to ISIS, heads to federal court in Columbus, Ohio, facing charges in connection with a suspected plot to kill a former president. 52-year-old Shihab Ahmed Shihab Shihab, also accused of plotting to smuggle conspirators into the U.S. through Mexico.
He is an Iraqi national who's been here in the U.S. since 2020 with alleged links to ISIS. He has been plotting to murder the former president, George W. Bush. Now, it is believed that he traveled to Dallas last November for a surveillance mission where he shot video of the president's home and the surrounding neighborhood.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Federal prosecutors say Shihab was arrested this morning by FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force agents. We're now getting word of multiple fatalities from a shooting in Texas at or near a school west of San Antonio. The mayor of Uvalde had said the shooting was down the street, and school officials reported all students had been removed from Robb Elementary School. Now at least two hospitals are treating patients, including students. No details yet on those injuries, but law enforcement sources tell Fox News there are fatalities. The suspect is in custody. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The number of monkeypox cases under investigation worldwide, including in the U.S., is rising.
At this point, all infected are men who are either gay or bisexual, and all of them had recently traveled overseas, mostly to two big raves in Europe. The symptoms are not pleasant: lesions and bumps on your body. It is highly contagious, but only between people having very close contact, like sex or sharing a bed. But now 7, possibly 8 people are suspected of having it in the U.S. This current outbreak started in Europe and Asia, affecting people in now 12 countries. The World Health Organization says it's currently monitoring about 130 patients worldwide and another 100 suspected cases. In Miami, Phil Keating, Fox News.
Lawmakers in Indiana are banning transgender females from playing girls' sports, just overriding the governor's veto on that issue. The Amazon founder's ex continues to spread her wealth.
Billionaire writer Mackenzie Scott, who also happens to be the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, has donated nearly $123 million to the national youth mentoring charity Big Brothers Big Sisters of America. The contribution is unrestricted, so the charity can use it for programs, operations, or any other purpose. The gift is the latest of several Scott has given to large nonprofits this year, totaling at least $1.5 billion in the first 5 months of 2022. With this latest donation, Scott has contributed nearly $12.5 billion since 2020, giving to over 1,200 nonprofits, many of which aim to help low-income and underserved populations.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A late rally on Wall Street for the Dow, up 48 points at the close after a day-long sell-off, but the NASDAQ drops more than 2%. Tech shares rattled by a profit warning from Snapchat's parent company. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.